Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Donna Marie Doherty with the news at 5 o'clock. Here's this evening's headlines. Donegal International Rally festivities are officially kicking off this evening with the opening ceremony taking place at 7 o'clock at Ingrainan Theatre in Letterkenny. Around 150 defective block homeowners whose applications have been downgraded by the housing agency says they're still in limbo. 9 of 11 people arrested by police in connection with disorder at Naylor's Row in Derry on Tuesday night have been charged to appear before Derry Magistrates Court today, and it looks as though the reinstatement of air travel between City of Derry Airport and Dublin Airport is one step closer. These stories in full, plus more to follow. Also coming up on this bulletin, Mark Gallagher will have all the latest in sport. That's at 5:15. And farming news and views with Chris Ashmore is up after the obituary notices. First in news, Donegal International Rally festivities are officially kicking off this evening with the opening ceremony taking place at 7 o'clock at Ingrainan Theatre in Letterkenny. Over 70,000 spectators are expected to watch the race at different stages across the weekend. There will be rolling road closures in place through the county over the weekend with a comprehensive list on the Donegal County Council website. David McElwain is a senior executive engineer on the council's road section.
There's a large scale of road closures that are on the Donegal County Council website. As well as that, we've been working with the emergency services, and there's a road closure in the Cullion Road to facilitate access to for the emergency service to the town. There will still be access as allowable for the businesses that operate out to Cullion Road, and it's important to, for their customers to be aware of that. And as well as that, like, we've put in a contingency measure on the Sunday for the parking provided at an area adjacent to Neil T. Blaney Road there, just across the road from the Public Service Centre. That would encourage people who are going to the finishing event or the ramp event to go there and park there. That would help a lot with the regards traffic congestion. All the details are on the website, the council's website, those parking areas. And if people just want to take a look, they can plan their day around that.
Additional Garda patrol cars and motorbikes have been seen being transported in large numbers through Donegal. As well as a comprehensive Garda operation in the county, the PSNI will be mounting a road safety campaign along the Donegal border and on the main routes leading to and from the county. That operation is being coordinated by Superintendent Jonathan Wilson.
I want everybody to enjoy the Donegal Rally safely this weekend. That starts with heading to it and obviously heading home. And as people are travelling to the Donegal Rally, I want them to keep in mind a simple message. It's the Fatal Five. These are the most common causation factors for collisions. So for me, please don't drive at excessive speed. Don't drive recklessly. Don't drink and drive. Wear your seatbelt and don't use your mobile phone when driving.
It looks as though the reinstatement of air travel between the City of Derry Airport and Dublin Airport is one step closer. A meeting took place today between the Minister for Transport, Dara O'Brien, and the Board of Derry Airport, which includes representatives from both the councils of County Donegal and Derry City and Strabane District. Minister of State at the Department of Culture, Communications and Sport, Charlie McConnell-Oak, was also in attendance. He says it's expected there'll be takeoff by the end of next year.
The next step now will be the Department of Transport doing all of the technical preparations required, including through the state aid considerations as well, working within the European Union as well, because there are criteria there that have been met, as well as a market assessment too, in terms of the and also preparation for the tender documents. There will have to be a procurement process to procure the airline, and then the completion of that before we can get to the stage where flights are reinstated. So there's a good bit of work to do, but there's a good bit done as well in terms of preparation here. It's really important that proceeds now according to the timeline. And I think that both the county councils and Derry City Airport have worked really hard to get to this point. And I've been delighted as a local minister working with Minister O'Brien and working with the Taoiseach and working within government to make sure now that through the shared island, we're going to be in a position to see that route funded and see air connectivity once again between Derry Airport and Dublin, and what that means for Donegal and the North West.
Around 150 defective block homeowners whose applications have been downgraded by the housing agency say they're still in limbo, with no clarity on whether or not their appeals will be successful. One of them, Marty McElhenney, told Greg Hughes on today's 9 till noon show that all of them have engineer's report recommending demolition, but those recommendations have been rejected, which says other options are more appropriate. However, Ms McElhenney says those recommendations seem to be based on the potential risk posed by mica, when the real risk posed by pyrotite is not being considered.
We know it's not mica. We know it's not mica. But the thing is that every single downgraded homeowner has pyrotite present in the blocks of their home. We know that pyrotite is there. We also know that the housing agency were mandated to consider pyrotite. The housing agency shall, in its analysis and deliberation, take into consideration the presence of pyrotite. This was mandated. They didn't. You know, we know from our downgrade reports they didn't. We know from their engineers who have helped us do our appeals that pyrotite wasn't considered. We've all been left in this position where we've absolutely no faith in the housing agency. We've all submitted appeals. You know, the appeals as it stands is our only legal pathway to have our original engineers' determinations reinstated. On Tuesday the 17th, I had a response from Darren Lehan, the chair of the appeals panel. He kind of says that appeals are independent. He cannot discuss individual options or individual appeals. Note here, I never asked him because I would be well aware of that. Then he gives an explanation of how the appeals process works and says that it's time-consuming, but it's necessary. And we know nothing. We're no further forward. We asked him directly for a reason for the delays and a timeline. Both questions were completely ignored. And after 15 months... You know, we don't know, have appeals been validated yet? We don't know, have they even gone to the HA for comment, which is part of the process? Have they even started looking at appeals regarding downgraded homeowners?
9 of 11 people arrested by police in connection with disorder at Naylor's Row in Derry on Tuesday night have been charged to appear before Derry Magistrates Court today. Two others arrested on Monday night were released on bail. Michaela Clark has more.
8 males, 1 aged 14, 3 aged 15, 2 aged 16, a 29-year-old and a 30-year-old have been charged with the offence of riotous behaviour. One of the 15-year-olds faces an additional charge of throwing a petrol bomb. A 9th person, a man aged 47, has been charged with the offence of intentionally encouraging or assisting riot. 2 male teenagers aged 16 and 17 years old who were also arrested on suspicion of riotous behaviour on Monday night in connection with the disorder have been released on bail to allow for further police inquiries.
The PSNI say there was no repeat of disorder of that scale last night, but says it's investigating after items including bins, tyres and a sofa were set alight in the Gallia area of the city. A traffic light was also set on fire, which is now inoperable. Meanwhile, Mayor of Derry City and Strabane District says he's committed to doing all he can to restore a sense of security in the local community. Councillor Rory McHugh was speaking after visiting a hostel for homeless men in St Columb's Wells and a sheltered accommodation for older people on Bishop Street, both of which have seen violent incidents in their vicinity in recent nights. Councillor McHugh told Highland Radio News those behind the incidents must reflect on what they're doing and the distress they're causing for vulnerable people.
I would like to appeal, particularly to those young people who are involved in this violence, to just reflect on the knock-on effect it has on these people. And, I mean, they have to consider as well, if they end up with a criminal record, well, that has consequences then for travel and for their employability. So I would appeal to them to please reflect on their actions and call on them to stop it immediately.
You have said that whatever has happened, it's not going to affect or stymie or derail the very good work that's going on in communities in Derry City, in that area, around Naylor's Row, around St Columb's Wells, around Bishop Street.
Absolutely, and I mean, as Mayor, I'm out and about, I'm across the city and district, I'm seeing the fantastic work that's going on, building bridges between the two communities, particularly in Derry City, between residents of the Bogside and the Fountain Estate. And that work, I mean, has to be recognised, and I pay tribute to those workers who are involved in that type of work day and daily, and long may it continue into the future. And I know that speaking to people like that, the passion they have for their community work, that they're not going to allow these people who are sending out young people to become involved in this type of activity, they're not going to allow that to stop their efforts, and I wish them well in the future.
€53,100 has been approved for projects on small islands off Donegal. €39,600 will go towards provision of island pier solar lights at Inishkerra, Inishman, Inishahar and Gola, while €13,500 being provided to carry out repairs at the slipway at Lower Cridge to facilitate access to Owe Island. Councillor Micheál Colin McGill Asbach, however, maintains that funding is being drip-fed to the islands and not enough is being allocated.
There's no doubt that our small island community, which have been left behind by government policies over the generations, will be glad to see, yes, a light in Inishkerra, yes, in Gola and in the other smaller islands. But the reality is that we're not getting a fair slice of the pie here. Why? Because the government has made a decision not to fund our island's community adequately, not to invest into island, our island community, to try to get the new generation of islanders back to the islands to make them their homes once again. What they do is they drip feed us small little pennies, which is absolutely patronising to our island community. And I, as local councillor, I will certainly not be silent and turn around and try to make this into a good news story, when the reality is that within the Corleochondaigwinningall, we've been consistently asking the Fianna Fáil from the Gael government for the adequate funding to employ the adequate staff that we need to carry out major works that our island and fishing community highly depend on.
Tomorrow is expected to be the hottest day of the year so far. Met Éireann forecasts some parts of the country could see temperatures hit 29 degrees. Alan O'Reilly from Carlow Weather says temperatures will be warmest in the northern half of the country.
It'll be a very warm day on Friday, with temperatures reaching as far as 27, 28 or possibly even touching 29 degrees locally on Friday afternoon. So the south of the country will see temperatures a little bit lower. So the highest temperatures will be further north into the Midlands and into the North Midlands.
It's 12 minutes past five here on Highland Radio. We're going to go to a short break and Mark Gallagher will be back with all the latest in sport.
Switch to 3 and get the super smart, super fast iPhone 16 from as little as €0 upfront when you trade in. Switch at your local 3 store today. Subject to trade-in minimum acceptance criteria and annual price increase of CPI plus 3% on 3 select Freedom 5G plan. 24-month minimum term and direct debit apply. See 3.e for details.
It's a big open day this Saturday, the 21st of June, at White Oaks Organic Farm at the Isis Centre in County Donegal. From 11 a.m, enjoy sheep clipping, dog trial demonstrations, kids games, live music, garden goodies and tasty cafe treats. A free day for all the family. Come celebrate community, nature and good food together. Don't miss our new polytunnel. That's our big open day at White Oaks Organic Farm at the Isis Centre. F93 F104. See you there.
Alarm bells on TAMS grants. In this week's Irish Farmers Journal, as demand surges for TAMS funding, Minister Hayden warns farmers about future restrictions. CAP investigation uncovers €20 million fraud and bribery scams. We examine how global conflicts will impact fertiliser prices. Farmers win landmark Supreme Court case on ESB pylons and poles. Minister warns tractor driving tests could hit labour availability. Plus, rugby pundit and cattle dealer Bernard Jackman on scrums, marts and men's health. All inside this week's Irish Farmers Journal.
Sometimes you have to simply enhance what you have. Like the new Opel Mokka. With a new infotainment system, dash, and interior. It's had a little work done. After all, it's what's on the inside that counts. As for the outside, why mess with perfection? The new Opel Mokka. It's a head turner. Available in petrol, hybrid, and electric. Find out more at Manor Motors Opel. See manormotors.ie for details.
That's the Clear Mobile Parrot. He knows a good thing when he hears it, because it's only
$12.99.
Yes, only $12.99 for unlimited 5G data and calls. Yes, yes, there are texts, and that's why he's our top salesperson, a parrot.
$12.99.
Clear Mobile. Keep it clear. Powered by Vodafone.
$12.99. Activation fee €12.99. 19 gigabytes UK and EU roaming data for terms. See clearmobile.ie/terms.
Celebrate your love at the award-winning Villa Rose Hotel and Spa Bali Buffet. The elegant Capri Suite hosts up to 300 guests with a private garden and romantic stone cottage for unforgettable wedding photos. Experience exceptional service that turns your dream wedding into reality. Visit villarose.ie to start planning.
Kilmacrenan's brand new Mace is here, fully revamped with deli, grocery, accessible toilets and a spacious sit-down area. Enjoy our large Insomnia coffee station, now serving iced coffee. And don't miss the delicious Donegal Rally breakfast, only at O'Donnell's Mace, Kilmacrenan.
If your tyres are looking, well, a bit tired, or your wipers aren't wiping that well anymore, pop into Auto Fast Fit in Letterkenny. They've been supplying and fitting car parts, tyres and accessories since 1968, and have a team of experts on hand daily. They also stock a large range of tow bars for older models right up to the latest EVs. So for tyres, tow bars and every auto part you'll ever need, contact Auto Fast Fit on Pierce Road, Letterkenny, or visit autofastfit.ie.
Highland Sports is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Find the perfect running shoe for peak performance at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Just coming up on 16 minutes past five here at Highland Radio, Mark Gallagher's at the sports desk.
Thanks, Donna Marie. Good evening. We'll start with rallying. The ceremonial start of the Wilton Recycling Donegal International Rally takes place this evening on the Port Road in Letterkenny outside the Angrenian Theatre. And the build-up starts in around about 15 minutes' time with the event getting underway on the ramp at 7. During this evening's score programme, we will be broadcasting the ceremonial start live with Oisin Kelly. The driver's briefing will also be held tonight in the theatre from 9, with the first of 20 stages getting underway tomorrow morning in Inishowen. Well, David Kelly had a fantastic rally last year and finished third overall, making him the highest finishing Donegal driver in 2024. He'll be back in action this weekend alongside Arthur Kearns, and Kelly says he can't wait to give it another go.
We had a good run last year. Suppose the plan is this year to try to pick up where we left off last year. We gained a lot of mileage last year and a good bit of experience of the stages. We're back in the same car, so we're just hoping to pick up where we left off. But look, the top 10, top 15, top 20, there's massive competition there, so it's not going to be easy fight, but we'll give it our best shot.
In rugby, preparations continue for the British and Irish Lions ahead of their summer tour warm-up match against Argentina tomorrow night. There'll be at least 8 debuts for Andy Farrell's side at the Aviva Stadium in what will be their first ever game on Irish soil. Ireland internationals Bundee Aki, Finlay Beelam and Tadhg Byrne are his starting 15 to face the Pumas, and Munster lock Byrne is relishing the opportunity to represent the Lions again.
A lot of learning over the last week and a half. It's been put to us about playing as a line, and what that is. And I think it's raising your game. And you know, I think we're going to need to see that from each individual in the 23. And I think if we do that, the performance will look after itself.
In golf, Japan's Yuna Nishimura continues to lead the way on day one of the Women's PGA Championship in Texas. She is 2 strokes clear of the field on 3 under par. Leona Maguire has now played 7 holes and is 1 over. After 5 holes of his first round, Rory McIlroy is 1 under par at the Travelers Championship in Connecticut. Shane Lowry tees off at 6:30 Irish time, and the early leader is Davis Riley on 5 under par. Moving on to soccer, Lionel Messi is set to feature at the Club World Cup again tonight. His Inter Miami side take on Portuguese club FC Porto at 8 in Atlanta. Today's first match, which has just kicked off, is between Brazilian team Palmeiras and Egyptian side Al Ahly. Well, Tottenham have been fined £75,000 by the FA for homophobic chanting by their fans. Spurs condemned the abuse following their 3-0 win at Manchester United last September, calling it simply unacceptable. The club also promised to take the strongest possible action against anyone found to have taken part in it. Real Madrid star Kylian Mbappe has been admitted to hospital with gastroenteritis. The French World Cup winner missed their opening game at the Club World Cup against Saudi side Al Hilal last night. The Spanish giants say he's undergoing a series of tests and will follow the appropriate course of treatment. In Gaelic games, there's a few fixtures this evening in the Donegal All County Leagues. In Division 1, Glenswilly host St Unans, and in an Inishowen derby, Buncrana go to Mallon, while in Division 2, it's Erua up against Fannet Gaels. In horse racing, Trollermen came good to land the honours in the Gold Cup at Royal Ascot this afternoon. William Buick was on board to guide last year's runner-up to victory. And finally, later on this evening on The Score, as we told you earlier, we'll have coverage from the Donegal International Rally ceremonial start, and former Finn Harps skipper Keith Curran joins us to look ahead to Friday's games in the League of Ireland for the North West sides. That's all coming up on The Score just after the 7 o'clock news. Donna Marie.
Thanks, Mark. Taking a look now to the weather forecasting, mostly dry and cloudy with some bright or sunny spells. An isolated shower is possible too. Winds will be light to moderate with southeast breezes. To conclude this evening's news, here is the headlines. Donegal International Rally festivities are officially kicking off this evening with the opening ceremony taking place at 7 o'clock at Ingrainan Theatre in Letterkenny. Over 70,000 spectators are expected to watch the race across different stages over the weekend. There'll be rolling road closures in place throughout the county with a comprehensive list on Donegal County Council's website. Around 150 defective block homeowners whose applications have been downgraded by the housing agency say they're still in limbo, with no clarity on whether or not their appeals will be successful. One of them, Marty McElhinney, told Greg Hughes on today's 9 till noon show that all of them have engineers' reports recommending demolition, but those recommendations have been rejected by the housing agency, which says other options are more appropriate. The PSNI says there was no repeat of disorder of the large-scale scene during the week last night, but says it's investigating after items including bins, tyres and sofas were set alight in the Gallia area of the city. A traffic light was also set on fire, which is now inoperable. And finally, it looks as though the reinstatement of air travel between City of Derry Airport and Dublin Airport is one step closer. A meeting took place today between the Minister for Transport, Dara O'Brien, and the Board of Derry Airport, which includes representatives from both the councils of Donegal County Council and Derry City and Strabane District Council. There's a goal to see takeoff by the end of the year. That's all for now. Back with headlines at 6 o'clock. Chris Ashmore has the farming news and views after the obituary notices. The obituary notices this Thursday evening, June 19th. The death has occurred of Robert Elliott, 30, Railway Park, Donegal Town, formerly of Farragon's Letcher. Reposing in Tyrconnell Funeral Home, Drumroosk, Donegal Town, tomorrow from 2pm until 9pm. Reposing at his late residence on Saturday from 2 o'clock to 9 o'clock. Funeral service in Donegal Parish Church at 2:30 on Sunday, followed by burial in the Glebe Cemetery, Donegal Town. House strictly private, please, on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of John Lee, Richmond Hill, Rathmines, Dublin 6, formerly of Ballyshannon, County Donegal. Reposing at Massey Brothers Funeral Home, Temple Logue Village, tomorrow afternoon from 3 o'clock until 6 o'clock. Removal on Saturday morning to the Church of Our Lady Refuge of Sinners, Rathmines, arriving for 10am Requiem Mass, followed by cremation service at the Victorian Chapel, Mount Jerome, Harold's Cross. Family flowers only, please, donations if desired. Desired to the Irish Cancer Society. House private, please. The death has taken place of Maria Duffy, née Bradley, 52, Avish Square, Strabane, and formerly of the Orchard, Yerney Road, Strabane, reposing at her daughter Anna Gallagher's home, Craig Adoz, St Johnston, today. Funeral leaving from there tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount, at 10am. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 o'clock tonight. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish web. Come. The death has taken place of Jerry Gallagher, 6 Bayview, Carndonagh. His remains are reposing at his home. Removal from there on Saturday at 10:30 to the Sacred Heart Church, Carndonagh, for 11am Requiem Mass, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live on churchmedia.tv. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to Donegal Hospice Fund, care of any family member or Kelly's funeral directors. Family time, please. From 10pm to 12pm. The death has taken place of Barney Carr, Upper Carrigart, leaving the Church of Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Mountaintop, Letterkenny this evening at 7 o'clock, going to the Church of St John the Baptist to repose overnight. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, followed by private cremation in Lakelands Crematorium, Cavan. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.
Are you a farmer looking to grow your business? Get up to €75,000 with Cultivate, our competitive, unsecured agricultural loan. Visit us today at Inishowen, Ballybuffet and Stranorler, or Lifford Credit Union. Sponsors of today's farming show. Credit Unions of Ireland are regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Hello, good evening and welcome to this week's edition of Farming News and Views here on Highland Radio. I'm Chris Ashmore. Well, first up, and there's a public meeting this evening at 8 o'clock in Austinloch Alton in Gortahork, and it's to discuss a European Innovation Partnership project for commonage areas in northwest Donegal. Seanie Boyle, who farms near Muckish, has been telling me more.
Yeah, well, this is about funding that was looked for and got through the EIP projects, you know, that have been ongoing in the country now this good number of years. Most obvious is the Burn project that was done down there and the works that was done there. And say as regards Donegal, we had the one in the initial uplands, and then we had one here in the northwest, Coolra Criffagh as well. But those two actual projects have now finished. But this was a funding stream that they were looking to get money to kind of basically go and look at commonages. Now, I suppose it's something that maybe hasn't been really looked at in depth. So that's the name of the project is Farm Up, which basically stands for Farming and Restoration Management for Upland Commonages. So it's basically taking in an area from Muckish back across to Errigal and then kind of going north towards Minicladdy and the coastline. So really the gist of it, I suppose, is to maybe pick out certain commonages there and look at them and look at the whole management of them to see can it can be improved or the problems that maybe are there that need to be rectified.
So in essence, it's really making sure that the farmers themselves, the people who know best, who are there on the land, that you can sort of come together, share that local knowledge and bring the experience to the table and help plan for the future.
That's basically it. Now, I know that at the minute, I suppose, the acre scheme came on stream there back 2 years ago and, you know, all this land has been scored by the CP teams and I suppose that'll help tell us exactly, you know, where this land lies now from a 0 to 10 on that roadmap. And I suppose it's a matter of then just going in then and looking at, you know, maybe what are the issues that there? Is it to do with water quality? Is it to do with hydrology? Is it to do with invasive species? Is it to do with undergrazing, maybe overgrazing? You know, those areas there, and then just trying to put plans in place basically to help try to get the, maybe those lower scores up and get the overall management of that land maybe into better condition.
So you'd be encouraging people to come along tonight, all welcome, and the meeting starts at 8 o'clock in Austinloch Alton in Gortahork.
That's it. We had one of these meetings back, I suppose, maybe 6-8 weeks ago. And there was a good turnout that night just where they were explaining exactly what was to take place. And we didn't know at that stage was there any going to be a scheme at all in place because they were still picking which ones and that there. But it's now basically it's there and the money is kind of there to be drawn down. So it's a matter of just giving them more information. So the lead people, kind of as Wild Atlantic Nature through Derek McLaughlin and then the Southwest Mayo Leader Company, they're going to be up and go through it again, maybe in more detail, exactly what's going to be involved.
And that was Seanie Boyle, who farms near Muckish. The largest tillage day of the year takes place next Wednesday at the Chagosk Oak Park Crops Research Centre in Carlow. It's the centrepiece of this year's Chagosk Oak Park Biennial Open Day and will showcase the latest developments in crop research and agricultural technology. Well, Newton Cunningham farmer Stephen Robb, who is renewables editor with the Irish Farmers Journal, has been telling me more about the event.
Every 2 years this event comes around and it seems to be getting bigger and bigger. So the Crops and Technology event is taking place next week down in Chagos Oak Park. And the event is actually part of the bigger Chagos Crops Open Day. So Oak Park, I suppose, is in County Carlow, is kind of Chagos' headquarters as such for crops research. And every 2 years they have an open day, as they do with the other research centres. But this year we have decided to focus on sprayers and sprayer technology, as well as potato haulm desiccation techniques. So how do you get rid of the green tops and potatoes? And Chris, we have an awful lot of machines and exhibitors planned for the event, and it's shaping up to be a good one.
It's a fair old trek down from Donegal, but for those who do go down, certainly worth it.
Yeah, no, it is. You're right about that. It is a bit far, all right, now. But I suppose if you're in this game, if you're a tillage, if you're a cereal, you know, oilseed or potato grower, or even in the organic space, then this really is the event to go to. Within the event, there's the two separate kind of live demonstrations taking place. The first one is on sprayers. So we have 15 different sprayers taking part in kind of a live working demonstration. So it's not quite like cereals in the UK. I know a lot of listeners will have gone over to that event where you literally just sit and watch sprayers kind of spray all day. This will be a bit different. So it will, there'll be a kind of a track to follow around the event, and a couple of, you know, obstacles like kind of bumpy terrain and whatnot. But we've also decided to split the types of sprayers that are entering the event into kind of different technology. So we have a real kind of basic kind of standard model. We kind of have a mid-range model in, and there's quite a few sprayers from, you know, Horst, Landquip, Berthoud, Amazon, all the kind of big brands are in that. Then we have a real high-end sprayer from your John Deere's, your Bateman's, or, you know, some of the upper horse models. We have a section on retrofits. We have a section on new technology that's coming on sprayers, so that's specific spot spraying, whether it's green on brown or green on green. There's an awful lot to see down there. And then on the potato end of things, so myself and Jags of Shea Phelan will be heading up the potato demonstration. And this one's really interesting in that we lost a key spray a number of years ago, which a lot of potato growers use to kind of manage their crop and manage the harvest. Basically, it burned off or killed off the green tops and brought the crop into a riper stage to harvest. Now that that's gone, we have to look at other means, so mostly mechanical means. So whether it's a flail or some other kind of mechanism. There's still a lot of learning to be done about this. So what we've done is we're bringing a number of machines to do live working demonstrations. So we're going to have a couple of Halm toppers down there from Grimmy and from Strout. We're going to have Halm pullers, which I've never seen operating in Ireland before. Really interesting. But probably the most interesting machine of the entire event is the Crop Zone machine. So this is the first Irish working demonstration of a machine which uses electricity to kill off a crop or to kill off a plant. I got a briefing on it a number of weeks ago. It's a really, really interesting machine, Chris. It's high tech and it's highly effective. It'll cover about 9 metres in a row. It can be used on potatoes. It can be used on vegetables, organic crops, cereals. It'll probably even work on grasses as well. I think it's a good glimpse into the future as the type of technology that we're going to see and eventually a pesticide-free world.
What about the TAM scheme and retrofitting? Certainly there is assistance there.
You know, in fairness, that the TAM scheme is a phenomenal scheme available for Irish farmers. Yeah, look, there's still, depending on the item, you know, quite a capital outlay involved, but between a 40% and 60% capital grant is fantastic. And in the sprayer space, look, there's an awful lot of scope for either retrofitting existing sprayers, or if you're investing in a new sprayer, then, you know, you could get 40% and 60% off the cost of a sprayer.
And that was Stephen Robb, renewables editor with the Irish Farmers Journal. Well, that's it for this week's edition of Farming News and Views here on Highland Radio. As always, many thanks for listening. From me, Chris Ashmore, until the next time, goodbye.
Are you a farmer looking to grow your business? Get up to €75,000 with Cultivate, our competitive, unsecured agricultural loan. Visit us today at Inishowen, Ballybuffet and Stranorler, or Lifford Credit Union. Sponsors of today's farming show. Credit unions of Ireland are regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.